Hello and welcome to this mindful moment. I hope you are really well. So this time I want to talk about planning. Now, I know it's not the sexiest of topics, but if you want to manage your weight, if you want to find a stable eating pattern, if you want a healthy lifestyle around food, it really is pretty crucial. So we really need to have structure in our lives to make sure that we eat regularly. That's all about not getting too hungry. That's about stabilizing blood glucose. And also to make sure that we have the best and most efficient access to nutritious food, we also need to plan. If the fridge is empty, then if we're really hungry, we'll go and grab whatever we can, and that might mean going down to the local takeaway, which in itself is not a problem, but it is if it happens a lot. So ideally, we want to make sure that we've got access to stuff in the store cupboard and also stuff in the fridge that enables us to pull together meals that are going to be nutritious and are going to really support our thinking and our emotions and our weight management focus. So I thought I'd talk to you today about a few tips. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about planning your start of your day. So it has been proven that eating regularly is a really good way to manage weight. And I've got other podcasts about this. I've got blogs on my website about this. And there is also research that eating a good breakfast for most people helps towards weight management by reducing the urge to snack. Because if you don't have breakfast, you are going to get hungry by mid-morning and you might not be at home and in a place to have a nutritious first meal of the day, whatever time that might be. If you're in the office, if you're out and about, you're going to grab what you can. And sometimes that's biscuits and sugary carbohydrates. And that means that you're not going to be satisfying yourself particularly adequately. You're going to get a nice rush from that kind of food, but then you're going to plummet. And you are likely then to feel quite hungry for most of the day. And that then encourages overeating. And also, if we've got a bit of a good food, bad food, diet mentality thing going on that we're working on, if you start the day with half a dozen biscuits, it's very easy to have this sort of extreme thinking that says, oh, well, I've blown the day, so I might as well just carry on eating rubbish all day. So if you can get going with a really good, nutritious breakfast, that is going to help you. So ideally, your breakfast has got to be balanced with good whole carbs, good fats. And when I say good carbs and good fats, I'm not talking about, you know, morally. I'm talking about fats that are beneficial for your body. So your unsaturated fats, like having avocado, like having nuts and seeds, those kinds of things. If you're in a hurry, you could try overnight oats, which you put in a sealed container in the fridge, for example. Eggs are a fantastic morning food. And you know what? Anyone who's thinking, oh, I haven't got time to do eggs, I actually timed the preparation of a boiled egg the other day. So it's a total of 6 minutes with coffee and toast ready to go. And it doesn't take very long to eat either. Even quicker is a slice of good quality toast with a protein topping like peanut butter, tahini or cream cheese, with maybe the addition of some fruit. I really like peanut butter on toast with blueberries. So there we are. So loads of different options actually are available in my book. Am I plugging a book? Yes, I am. I'm plugging my Boosting Breakfasts book. You can find it on my website. I'll put a link at the bottom of this podcast. And also you can find it on Amazon now. How exciting is that? And there are loads of ideas in there. It's got four sections. It's got recipes about oats, eggs, toast, and also some formulas for smoothies as well. So that will help you get off to a really good start. But you need to be planning, of course you do. You need to make sure that you've got those ingredients, those foods in your house. But it's probably only a list of between 6 and 10 things, maximum. So that will help. If you're not hungry for breakfast, just a little thing for you to think about. Could it be because you're eating quite late at night? Some of my clients talk to me about feeling anxious going to bed and feeling hungry at that time. And so I work with them to try and combat that anxiety. And if you are eating quite late at night, that's maybe why you're not feeling hungry when you wake up. So try and bring that last morsel that passes your lips forward a little bit. So say you don't eat any later than 9 o'clock and see if that impacts how hungry you are in the morning. So what else was I going to say? Yes. So out and about, you might not have access to healthy choices at lunchtime. So can you plan better to take lunch with you? Maybe in your office there's a microwave. So maybe you can take dinner leftovers with you in a box that you can stick in a microwave oven. That will help you with your lunch, but it will also potentially help you with your portion control the night before. So if you've got an issue with having to clear everything on your plate, think about how many portions actually you may have prepared. There's a lot of psychology and a lot of food story that goes behind this, which is the kind of thing that I really help unpick with my clients. But from a practical perspective, that might help. An easy choice for lunch might be some of those already prepared grains like lentils that you can get in a pouch. And maybe you mix those with some chopped raw vegetables, perhaps some feta cheese, cherry tomatoes, a bit of olive oil, and then off you go. And there it is. And you can have that cold. You could also warm it up if you've also got a microwave handy. You know, and I think the thing about during the day is to try never to allow yourself to get overly hungry, because that's what leads to grabbing food that's not really helpful for us. So maybe you can take something with you, always have in your bag or in your desk drawer, some nuts, seeds and a bit of dried fruit, something like that. It's about planning. You know, you might plan for a meeting, you plan for work, you plan for your children, you take stuff with you. So why not incorporate in that planning how you are going to feed yourself? Because you are just as important as all those other planning things that you think about, all those other planning areas. So make it a priority in a similar way. The other thing about planning that I want to talk about is perhaps thinking about how you might plan at least some, if not all, of your meals each week. You could do it on a Sunday. It doesn't take very long. You could do it in advance of going shopping. If you've got a bit longer, get your recipe books out and think about trying something new. Have your own list of staple foods that you always have available. On my blog, there's an article about having a mindful pantry. So easy things to have in the cupboard with which you can prepare really good, tasty meals. And then all you need to buy on a regular basis is your protein source to go with it. So if you're a meat eater, for example, and your fresh vegetables to add. And then you can throw something together with a bit of practice any night of the week if you've got all those foods in your cupboard. But, you know, plan something a little bit different every week. And as I say, sit down with a nice cup of tea and go through your recipe books and get some inspiration. Think about colour when you're planning food. It's also quite a good thing, if you can, to schedule a regular time to go food shopping. And by making it a routine of updating your list every week, you'll save yourself time and guesswork. You'll also, when you're in the supermarket, reduce your temptation to buy foods which are less helpful for you. And maybe that's about your relationship with food. And there are some foods that are trigger foods. Also, having a list will break what we call those behaviour chains around always going down the same aisle and buying the same foods just because you always have. Those foods may not be helpful. They may be sort of evening snack foods that you are buying for some emotional reason that perhaps you're starting to unpick either yourself or with someone like me. But if you can avoid the temptation, if you can control the stimulus, then that is going to help you. Another really good way of planning, so when you're going through the meals that you're going to eat, is to have a supermarket home delivery. Certainly in the UK, this is very possible. And it's a good way to avoid temptation. And it also means that you don't overbuy. And that's another important factor as well, because nobody likes wasting food. And one last thing that I want to talk to you about is, if you live on your own, or maybe you live with one other person, and cooking feels like quite a lot of effort perhaps for you in those cases, then cook more than you need. You know, I'm sure we were all raised with our parents or our grandparents talking about batch cooking and being efficient in the kitchen, and maybe that's something that you haven't done, or you don't do very much of, or you used to do and you don't do anymore. Because if while you're there chopping vegetables, you might as well be chopping for 3 or 4 portions rather than just 1 or 2. So do that, make the food, and then stick it in the freezer. Perfect. And then when you have got those difficult evenings when you haven't got time to plan, you haven't got time to cook, or you're just feeling a bit tired, you know you've got something in the fridge which is made from scratch, in the freezer rather, that you've made yourself, that you know isn't full of preservatives or trans fats or any of those things that we will find in processed food, and it's there available to you. Perfect. You know, if it's a rainy Sunday, sometimes there's nothing nicer than just spending a few hours in the kitchen preparing really good food that you know you're going to enjoy, and is going to improve not only your health but your relationship with food as well. So there are a few tips that I hope are helpful. Just take a little bit of time to just sit down and think it through. And as I said earlier in this podcast, prioritize yourself. And as always, if you want any help with how you think about food and your personal relationship with it, if you want to help get over emotional eating, overeating, binging, yo-yo dieting, disordered eating, bulimia, any of these things, I can help you. It doesn't have to be this way. And all you need to do is go on my website and click on Book a Discovery Call, and we'll have an informal chat, and we can see how we might be able to work together to help you find a happy life with food. In the meantime, I'm hoping that you're going to get out a pen and a notebook and a piece of paper, and that you're going to start planning how you're going to eat, what you're going to eat, and you're going to start planning to put you and your nutritional health first. Well, thanks so much, and I will see you again on the podcast. In the meantime, do look at all my other podcasts and look at all my wonderful interviews that I've done with some really interesting people in my Mindful Meat series as well. Take care. Bye.